the Rambam introduces Dalet Minim at the beginning of the Shoresh, okay, he talks about that this Dalet Chalkei HaMitzvah, and it's one mitzvah in Shalma Yisrael. This explanation that he has, She Nismach Lifnei Hashem B'Yom Rishon Shel Sukkos, is not there. Okay? You get the impression that he's quoting only over here as to augment his argument about Hekem Mitzera. That's what he starts off. For Omu Begod of Yufrumim, for Oshia Frua, for Asof Miate, for Tommy Tomiik, for Impul Mikol Eilu Mitzvahne Atzma. Aber kvutzum hu a mitzvah. Wo hu, shanachn tzavinu shenase hekel a mitzvah, ad she karu, kom ish yireo, viachak viachak osu tiyah bakach bakach. Kumoy ma she tzavonu, shenislach vne Hashem, biyoyim arishon shal sukkis, umavua she asimcho ahi, tiyah balakichas kach bakach. Okay? So he's augmenting the argument over here. It's not, he doesn't need this for the kicha of Dalamini per se. It's an augment, it's to augment the argument about Hekem Mitzera. Okay? Also is a prologue to the next discussion, because he sets up a rule that wherever Chazal say that it's ma'akvin zeh zeh, that makes it into one mitzvah. Okay? And by Dalet Minim it said that. Okay? By Hekem Mitzera, it didn't say that. So the Rambam has a problem. You know, how do we know this? So he's introducing a new principle, which he has the second principle, is that if there's a Tachlis Echot, so there's also one mitzvah. And he's saying that this principle also applies to Dalet Minim, even though it's not necessary for Dalet Minim, because in Dalet Minim it says, Chazal already says, Ma'akim Zezze. Okay? But it's a very interesting argument, because you don't really know that this argument is really tells you anything. It could be because it's Ma'akim Zezze. The Rambam assumes this is an independent argument, and he says it applies to lulav, and therefore it applies. It's a very, in logic, it's not great, but that lachur is what he's doing. Okay. Okay. So what I wanted to do is pick up a little bit more about this discussion. Shenismach lifnei Hashem. Okay, we pointed out some of the problems last week. Okay, there's Yerushalmi in Sukkah. Ksiv usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. Is Tony besimchas lulav hakosuv medaber. Okay, so that's what's going on here. Simchas Lulav HaKosuv Medaber. Okay, but since the Simcha is the Tachas of the Mitzvah, we don't know that the Mitzvah is to be Sameach with the Tilas Lulav, but when you do the Tilas Lulav, there'll be Simcha Mamela, because that's the Tachas of the Mitzvah. And therefore, possibly, it's not in the nusach of the mitzvah. In certainly in Yom Kippur. Okay. So now, let's take it to the next level. Okay. The Rambam says in Hilchos Lulav, in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis, Af al pi shekol am moados mitzlus moch behem bechagas sukkah is hoyso shom b'mikdosh. The shom b'mikdosh derech agav probably is a play on the Arabic. Leida sheish shom eloka nimsa, that kilu is a shom. It's a very strange word. He's basically speaking. He's speaking, translating the Arabic into the Hebrew. Okay, I think this also, because this doesn't make any sense. What does it mean when he says, he says, Asukas, Hoiso Shom b'mikdash was Shom b'mikdash Shom. The word Shom is very odd, but I just thought you might not have ever noticed. Shom b'mikdash, Simcha Yisayu Shnei Musmachtem. Okay? Just before we go on, the Lashon of Rambam is very strange. Because the Rambam says, he doesn't talk about what you should do. It's almost like telling you a historical fact. He's telling you a story. Look at it. Afu pishkol mitzvahs amuadis mitzvah l'smoich behen b'chag. And it's mitzvah l'smoich behen b'chag asukas hoyisa. It's a historical fact. Hoyisa shom b'mitosh simcha yiseira. And then he quotes a pasuk. He tells you a historical fact. And he quotes a pasuk for it. Shenemu smachim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yom. Ketzer Royoisim, he gives you a story of what happened. So a manashach, is there a chiyuv, is not a chiyuv? What exactly happened over here? He's telling you a story. And he quotes a pasuk. Okay? Then, there is another problem. Because the Ram here quotes the pasuk "Smachtem l'fnei Hashem," which is formulated by Lulav. And in Perek Zayin Aluch Yud Gimel, it's talking about the mitzvah Matilas Lulav and Mikdash. And not about Simchas Beis HaShoev. And he quotes the same pasuk in one Perek, in another Perek, as if nothing happened. Okay? So what I want to suggest is the Rambam's is betachos a tiktok, and b'schag esukis hoyis shom b'mikdash simcha yiseira. Not that there's a mitzvah simcha, okay, but and not that usmachtem is machayif simcha, okay. We just said before, the Rambam says very clearly over here in Shirish and Aleph, when he talks about what the tachlis of the mitzvah tilas lulav is, he says, "Kmo shenitzivonu shenismach lifnei Hashem b'yom rishon," which is the problem of Shulchan, "umavua she'asimcha hi tia b'lekichas kach v'kach." And he's saying that's not the Maisa Mitzvah, that's the Tachlis of the Mitzvah. So it means that if you do Natilas Lulav properly, you'll be Somech Lifnei Hashem. But it's not that Usmachtem is Machayiv Simcha with Natilas Lulav. We don't know that. Okay, it's a Tachlis. The same way that he says that the Tachlis of the Mitzvah of Hekem Mitzera, he calls it B'god Yifrumim, Rosh Yefrua, is that you should be makir the mitzvah and be machik mimen. Okay, it's a tachlis of the mitzvah. So if that's correct, the simcha that one experiences in mikdash from taking the lulav is a milsa de mimela. From the fact that he took the lulav and the burnish and the smachim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, and this excitement expressed itself because it says the smachim lifnei Hashem, and there is this inyan of simcha, simcha yiseiro, yisav mikdash, and that's what he's talking about the simcha of Beis HaShoev. It's not that a smachim lifnei Hashem is machay the simcha of Beis HaShoev, but it's an expression of this tachlis this Simcha Yiseira, this Simcha which was in Mikdash because of the mitzvah Tilas Lulav. If this is what one of my Edom suggests, just in terms of Pshat in this Rambam, but if that's correct, so maybe there's no stira between the Ram Mishneh Torah and the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs, because the Ram Sefer Mitzvahs is called Simchas Beis Shoev and the Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Mitzvah Simchas Yontif, in terms of Dvorim which are not the Bosach Shlomim, Bosach Chagiga, he quotes a Perek Vov Vilchus Yontif. He doesn't quote Simchas Beis Shoev, but there he says, "Machal, there was a Simcha in Mikdash." In the mitzvah mandalit, here he doesn't say it. So it could be that the simcha which you have in Mikdash, once you have it, it goes into the simchas yontif, but not that simchas yontif is machayiv anything. So there might not be stir at all about anything. Once there is, the tachlis of the mitzvah lulav is shenich mechufni Hashem. With the Simcha Meila, people get excited and have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. If you're excited and have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva on Yontif, it's a key of Simchas Yontif.
If we had Tzircha Klaus, it's not going to be no Tavula the Mikdash, we don't have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, I mean, it's going to be a Chesed
I have no clue about anything. But the Ram quotes the Pasuk B'smachim Lefnei Hashem. And frankly, the Ram quotes in Nismach Lefnei Hashem B'Yom HaRishon. He's talking about something else. Even he puts, as we pointed out, he put the pasuk together. That Lekachtem Usmachtem, that it's all one thing. It's just different, two different zmanim. But the he's quoting Simchas Beis HaShoeva. After the dinim of Tilas Lulav, isn't that what he's quoting? That's what he quotes.
This is not going to. We can't really understand logically this Totsu Mimela. It's just the.
The Rabbeinu, it says that it doesn't. It there's no discussion. It doesn't say that you have to be happy when you take the lulav. But the Ram says the tachlis of the mitzvah shnislach bnei Hashem.
It's like a haftacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will
give you haftacha. That is, without that, he's missing the tachlis. But it doesn't say that's part of. You see, in sefer mitzvahs, in the minyan, you see. In Minyan HaKotzer, he doesn't mention anything about the Simcha. But in the Minyan proper, it's mashma that it might be part of the Maisa Mitzvah, if you want to say it's a stira. Because in Kuf Samach Tes, it's Tzivish Nitztavinu, Lito Lulav, Ulesmoyach, Lifnei Hashem Shivas Yom. It's part of the Nusach HaMitzvah. So that's an issue which you have to grapple with. But Mishneh Torah, it's not there. It's not there in the Minyan HaKotzer. Okay? I don't want to, but Bemis is the only place the Rambam talks about what he calls what the Tachlis of Mitzvah Lulav is. It's only here in Shereshit Aleph. And it's a side just to augment an argument about Hekka Mitzvah. Because for the lulav itself, that it's one mitzvah, doesn't need it. Because the Chachmei Mitzvah said in the Mishnah that Dalamina Makam Zu is Zu. So maybe you know that it's one mitzvah. So for lulav, he doesn't need it. He needs it to augment the argument of Hekka Mitzvah. But in that argument, in that discussion, he's Mechasa Tefug of Megalat. He's Magal Tefach Machasa Tefachayim about what the Tachlis of Mitzvah Lulav is, which is a very interesting thing. And this is where it is, the only place. Okay. It's certainly referring to Yishalmi. Of course, what does it mean? What do you think? Okay. Let's go on. Now, let's go on. Now, the Rambam says like this. V'zeh ha-shirish dak lehovin mi'oid. The word dak in translation, I don't know, probably a couple of different translations. It's a very odd translation. It's difficult to understand. Oh, it's very, it requires a certain expertise, a certain prowess. If you open that kusay, mashi sapa lecho. V'ze, shekol mashi omu chachomim boi, question is, you know, what's exact gis of chachomim lecho over here? That's the Ram's word, chachomim. It's referred to the Matiki Yashmu, the Balei HaMesira. The Balei HaMesira, or on the Balim of the Teirish Baal Peh, and part of the job is to tell us something about Minyan HaMitzvahs also. And by the Balei HaMesira in the Mishnah, by saying, Ma'akven Zer Zer, they megala to us that it's one mitzvah. Masha Omu Chachomim. Okay? Some say it says beferish, or others translate as loshen, or others translate it maima, mashom chacham maima. But there's something else here. There's something missing up Chaim's other translation. Shadova aploni, vaploni ma'akven zeze, hinei mavur. The word mavur, the Arabic is bain. And it means that it's boro chad mashmosi. It's clear. It's very clear. Hine boro shehem mitzvah achas. By saying makven zeh, that kiilu is is a code word for them, telling us this. Kuma boros minim shibelulov. Okay. Lechem aponim im levoy nezaka. Sheter se'imoy. Shelashoyne mizeh, at the Mishnah Menachos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vov, Hasidorim v'abzichim ma'akven ze'ezeh. And even though there are two different verbs used by the lechem and the bezichim, you could assume maybe they're two different mitzvahs. See, in lulav, you don't have that option. Which is a very interesting thing. We'll see about this more as we go on. You see, when you talk about, for example, Heke Metzera, God Yifum, God Yifua, there are different verbs on each different chelik, okay? And the same time. but in the Kichas Lov, it's a little Kachta Mochameya Maricha, it's one verb, one sirui. But by Bezichin, and the storim, it's not one verb. Yach lechem shulchan. So here, even though it might be two different verbs, you assume from the fact that it says makven zeh that the tzivu akilu and that the two halakim are one mitzvah. That's okay. So that's one. That's principle one. Then he says, V'chein is a second principle. Ko ma shizboya l'cho sh'atachlish ha'mavuka. She was talking about a tachlis. Okay. So tachlis and mitzvah. It's very halachic, whatever it is, but you know, it has its chalashim nira mitzvahs. Sh'atachlish ha'mavukish lo yagia, lo yasig, lo tusak. we won't get to it. Bechelik echol meus and a chalokin. Okay, if you have a tachlis, and in various chalokin you don't get to it by each one by itself. Hinei hu mevua, the same bayin. It's chad mashmoy, very clear. Ki kvutza, the group itself, the whole klal, this set of tzivuyim, which bring you to the tachlis, hu ho inyan hanimna. And here he says something which is very important, which will be talked about later. Because basically what he's saying is that if there's one tachlis, that becomes the mitzvah, the inyan. Because the Rambam has said already in Sherish Tess that minyan mitzvah is a minyan of inyan yatera. Okay? So if you have many tzivuyim, many chalokim, how do you decide? And especially if Chazal wove Megala, that it's Makvin Zu Zu, so maybe each Chelek is a separate Inyan. However, if we know that it's Tachlis Echad, we know that it's one Inyan and one Mitzvah. And that's what he says in this one word over here. Hu Ha Inyan Hanimne, which is the same Arabic word Mani, which uses throughout Sherish Tess. That the minyan mitzvah is a minyan in yoni atera, and if you have kefil alavim, and it's two separate in yonim, it's two separate mitzvahs. If it's not two separate in yonim, it's one mitzvah.
Okay, could you read that? I didn't get from the words. Okay, where it's written here, kein kol mashi is bor luchosh atach samavukosh. Lo yagia b'chilek echod.
Yeah.
Eos amachalokim.
Yeah, you reading Kapach, right? What are you reading?
This Frank.
Frank, you reading Chaim Heller, basically, yeah.
But I didn't get it. How is it, where is it inspired that the tachlis?
Because if the tachlis is the hekir is only from the whole conglomerate. He assumes that's the Vaposhet. If that's the
tachlis is hekir.
You look, you see what he does, you see what he, but give him a chance. Kamo, and he says it very clearly. When you don't hear. Kamo, what he does is, you'll see in a second, what he does is an amazing thing. He uses the tachlis to convert those mitzvahs, which are many chalokim, which we know as tachlis achas, to become equated as if the Chachmei HaMeseir said Makvin Zezeh. And I'll show you how I say it. Okay? Okay? Just give Ram a chance and see what he says. Look at the Lashon here. K'moi HaKoras Metzeira She'izboi Elecho She'ilu hoye begod Frumim Levad V'lipor Roshoi V'loi ota al sofo, v'loi ko tomi tomi, shu loi osa dovo, or klum, or ma'uma, depending on the translation. He didn't do nothing, okay? Excuse the double negative, I just want to stress it. Okay? And then he goes on, v'loi higia, v'loi tusag ha'kolosai, achi asakulo. He says two things, two statements. One, they didn't do nothing. There's no kium at all, zero. And he says also that the heker doesn't come without any of them. We don't know exactly in the Rambam whether these are two separate statements or from the fact that he's decided that the tachlis is this, that b'meili you don't have anything. Because you don't have the tachlis. It's very unclear how he got this. He has two separate statements, which a priori you would say they're separate statements. We don't know where he got it from. Correct?
But either statement, I don't know how he got it.
No. Because he says very clearly that the heker, since the Torah describes the heker with all these things, with missing one of them, you don't have heker. That's what he claims.
Someone could have argued that, right?
Someone could have said anything. But someone could have said that with Tarius HaMetzera, that without the Tzipurim also, okay? And if the Chazal had not, didn't say, you know, if there was no statement about it, but he assumes that's a double portion, okay? The Rambam, see, you have to understand, hello? And you have to know this. The Rambam is, excuse me, just for the illusion, he's very quick on the draw in making premises and assuming they're true and working with them. And he assumes a double portion. If a tachlis hamavukash is X, and you only have part of it, you have nothing. He doesn't prove it. He doesn't even find it necessary to prove. Okay? Because if you look at the Lashon, he says, the same way you use the word bain, okay, which is the Arabic for chad mashmoi, boro, and very clear, the same way he said that machm zezeh is one mitzvah, he does the same thing, and this uses the same Arabic word, v'chein ko mashi yizboi l'cho, shetachas and vukash lo yagia b'chelik echod, meyos anachalokim, okay, but, you know, you can start, so you started later, okay, but you can start right here, because he assumes, before you get started, there's a double portion, that you don't have anything with each one separately, even before he explains it. She yizboi l'cho, so I guess, yizboi l'cho, you look at the yizboi l'cho, it means that if you think about it, and you understand the inyanim clearly, then you're going to come to this conclusion. And once you come to the conclusion, everything is an easy go. You see, he said yizboi l'cho. He doesn't say that he knows anything. He says anyone that has his head on straight will come to this conclusion. Yizboi l'cho.
Rebbe used the term kiyumitsu once. Are you equating tachas hamavukash and having anything, all those lashonis you're using with kiyum? It's not called a kiyum mitzvah without all these.
He says ma'um, he has nothing, so I assume there's no kiyum, there's nothing.
So is that the tachas hamavukash means the kiyum?
No, because no. Once the tachlis, if he doesn't get the tachlis, there's no kiyum mitzvah. Whether the tachlis has anything to do, I don't know if the tachlis has anything to do with the kiyum mitzvah, because we'll find later by tzitzis. I don't know if that's true. But the tachlis tells you that it's all one mitzvah. If you, and what he does is that the tachlis then converts all the chalokim as equal partners in creating this tachlis. And what he's going to do is going to flip it, and he's going to end up next saying that it's possible that this tachlis echod, the bekeveya, that it's one mitzvah, even though it's Eina Makvin Zezeh, and each chalek you could have a kiyum with. That's the next step. This is the prologue to this. Okay? So that's what he says. V'chein talos aloi tagia el v'cho ma shezocha me'atzipoim v'yetz eres. You're missing one of them, you don't got nothing. Okay? For yours, if he has all of them together, okay? So this is all postulates, and yisbaya l'cho. That's what he's saying. L'cho yizbai l'cho, that anyone would say chal yosher should conclude this. Okay? That's his premise. Okay? Now next. The omnom Mokum HaKreshi, which Kapal turns into Kudus HaKreshi, the problem, the difficult issue, the profound issue over here, which you're going to have to tackle is going to be tzitzis. It means the Chachmei and Mesira have clearly said any ma'akvin zeh zeh. So that itself should say that each chelik has nothing to do with each other. And it's not really chalokim. Each one can be a separate inyan in the Torah and a separate mitzvah. Okay? Ki ola b'machshava, that's the way Frankl translated, or some translated, hashkofach rishena or machshava tchila. In other words, if you, the first thought, without careful consideration, okay, you might come to such a conclusion. And this conclusion, if you don't think about it seriously, but you think about it just with hashkof rishena, ki o'ila b'machshova, she'ache she'elo achalok m'kochelik mehen bilti tzoch l'chaveilo, she'yeh kochelik mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And mitzvah b'fnei atzmo is the Lashon HaRambam in the original. That's very clear. That's it, mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. K'moy Omrom, and this is also part of this, he says very clearly, he's quoting the Chazal and he quotes in Hebrew in Lashon HaMishnah. Ha'tcheles eino makeves es alovon, v'avlo eino makeves ha'tcheles. Okay. And it's very clear that Tchelis and Lovon are two separate Sivuyim. There's a mitzvah V'yasulahem Sitzis Akanfei Vidayim or so. That's one. That's Lovon. V'nosnu Al Sitzis HaKonov Pesil Techeles. Okay? And that's Techeles. Okay? A priori, if you would have asked me, I understand if you learn the way Tosis seems to present him, that's what he says he would have said it now without rashing anything, that basically the mitzvah sitzis is two threads of lovon and two threads of tchelis. And basically, tchelis and lovon are two separate chepsis of sitzis. And tchelis ain't a makavis of lovon, the lovon ain't a makavis of tchelis. So I understand, wow, could have been two separate mitzvah minyan and mitzvahs. Okay? Even before you think about it, the Rambam is amazing, okay? Because the Ram Shita is, if you have eight chutim, okay, or you have four long chutim, four double chutim, you basically only have of tcheles a half a chut. Okay? And what the purpose is you take, you have something called an onof, which is the thing, and you kurech the psil tcheles on the onof, on the lover. The onuf is the lovun, and the tcheles is the kricha on that. Okay, so a priori, say to yourself, this is zeni. How could you imagine tcheles without lovun and lovun without tcheles? And what the heck? What does it all mean? Okay. So according to Rambam, the only way that expressed itself is in gadumim. And it's a new idea in Gadumin, okay? What I do is I tie the trellis on the lovin, okay? And I have my eight strings, okay? And all the chute lovin go, you know, I lost, okay? So that's Gadumin. So the Gadumin, what happens is the Gadumin, you don't have a kiyum, lovon, but you have something left over that you have an on-off that you can have a kricha on it. So in that case, the lovin is not makir the tchelis. Okay? And that's what's happening over here. And because of that, you can imagine that the tchelis is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, in both the Pirush Mishnayis and Mishneh Torah, says that it's two separate sivuyim. Perek Aleph, Mishneh Aleph, in Menachos Aliyah, just Mishneh Torah to make it fast. Perek Aleph, Aruch HaGimel, Nimsu, B'mitzvah Zu, Shnei Tzivuyim. Shiyase Ala Konov, Onov Yoytze Mimeno, Ushiyichoch Ala Onov, Chut Cheles, Shnemo, V'yoslehem Tzitzis, that is the Konov, V'nosenu, Al Tzitz HaKonov, Pesil Tcheles. And that's what he says in Perek Aleph, Aluch Aleph Beis, on the Zeh, She'isen al-Konof ha-Begim, Yimin ha-Begiru, Haniko Tzitzis, Mibnei Shehu, Doim le-Tzitzis, Shaloish, Shnei Bikochenu, Betzitzis, Loish, Vezeh al-Onof, Hu ha-Niko Lovon, the Onof is the Lovon, Mibnei, She'ein Onof Mitzuvu le-Tzriva, because there's no dinim on the Tzriya. Lovon means there's no dinim. It's a lack of dinim, not that it has to be Lovon. V'chulei, v'lokhi chutzeme, shenitzva m'keinu akia, v'kol chino yisrei, alo onof, v'chutzea, hu aniko etcheles. So l'chayu, the onof is the chefs of tzitzis, and the tcheles is the kricha, okay? So, So it comes out that the case that the love is not makom the tcheles, that you did this and it's gadumim, and gadumim means there's no kiyum lovon, and you have a kiyum tcheles. And that is the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Daled in Tzitzis. V'atcheles ein makom es alovon, v'alovon ein makom es atcheles keitza, harei she'ein lo tcheles eis alovon levadre. That's very simple. V'chein mos alovon, utcheles v'nifsak alovon, v'nismayet ad hakonov, v'nish atcheles levadre koshim. What else is that? See, Biskilov talking about it. It's mamish, the whole case in the Rambam. It's not the two separate chesed of tzitzis. It's a big chiddush to imagine this should have been a separate mitzvah. It's a whole new idea of gadumim. Gadumim means no kiyum. Okay, but it's not my game in the other one. Taisa learns Gadum very different. Yemenach Islam Chesim and Beis, I'm over the time the Ash and Beis and the Al Chutin, Beis Mishum Lovon, U Beis Mishum Tcheles, the Koifun Lishmoina, Tzoch Lizoye, the Nifsako Shloisham Mina Chutin, Shemehain Mishloisha Chutin, the Nimsa Shul and Ishu Beis Chutin Shloim. You need one Chefs of Tzitzis, the two whole strings. And if this way you get yourself messed up, you don't know which one's which. You know, which side's which.
How does Tosfos learn the pasuk of psil tcheles seems to be singular?
I understand. No. But the Ravid also. No. The Ravid learns is one whole chut. Okay.
Or one whole chut.
Okay. Tosfos. But Pashis is we shouldn't go like Tosfos. That it's two chut tcheles and two chut lov. Say that. Okay, now, okay. So now the next part's going to be very, very important. How to read it? Okay, let's continue. This is very nice reading. Just to see. You know, it's an amazing thing that happened to him. Okay, now, there's a word here in Frankel, or in Krab Chaynala, which is amazing, really different. Vinehoya Efsha. Okay? Efsha means the two logical possibilities. You could have accepted either one of the two. Okay? Lono Shinoima, Shelovu Lutchilis, Yimnu Shte Mitzvahs. Is it Efsha? Or that's what you would have said had it not been some type of Gilui Chazal. Okay? If you read the Kapach, what does it say? You have it all for him if you don't want. It's here it is. A second. He says, the golden omro matril se mak was long long as Kabachel. We would have said such a thing. Not that it's Efsha. Okay? I don't know where he gets this from, okay? But it's a very different translation. And just what the Rambam is talking about. Okay? Yes, sorry. This thing went off of me. I don't know why that's going so. Sorry. Let me just start it again. Whatever. Okay. Okay. So now, we have that, okay? We're very clear. We know where we're standing, okay? So it's not Oye Efsha. It's Oye Noimim. That what? That Tchelis and Lovin and Tchelis should be two separate mitzvahs, correct? Enomakim, whatever it is. And it's an amazing thing, according to the Rambam, that Tchelis and Lovin should be two separate mitzvahs. Well, the whole case, it's only Gardumen, okay? It's not really a separate Chefs of Tzitzis, okay? Okay, the same. So that, then the words make sense if you have that translation. Lule, Mashe Matsanu, Lohem. Who's Lohem? The Chachme Amisari, the Vatiki Yashmur, the Bailim, on Minyan Tayag Mitzvahs. Mavur, B'mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel. He has a new play of Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel. Okay? In Minyan Mitzvahs, he calls it a Sifri. Okay? This probably goes together with Akdom and Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says that Rabbi Yishmoel wrote a Mechilta from Shmos until the end of the Torah. And maybe that's part of the Sifri Zut, is part of that, because he calls the whole thing Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel, and we don't have an our Sifri, we have in the Sifri Zut. I'm not getting involved in that, okay? One place he calls it a Sifri, and one place he calls it Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel. And we know in Akdoma what he talks about the Mechilta de Rabbi Yishmoel. But that's not my issue here, okay? It's a Sifri Zuta, Tezvav, Namites. Vu Amru Shom, the Matiki Ashmur, or the Rabbi Yishmoel, telling you the Mesera, Yochol Shehen Shtei Mitzvahs. This is the Lashon, exactly, he's quoting. The Rambam is quoting the Lashon. Verbatim in the Lashon HaMishnah. Yochol Shehen Shtei Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Tcheles and Mitzvahs Lovon, Talmud Loima V'hoya Lochem L'Tzitzis Mitzvah Achas Hi V'Einen Shtei Mitzvahs. Ata Beseira V'hoya Lochem L'Tzitzis. So it's not clear how Voya Lachem Letzitzis, or this is a separate limud, because later on he throws in something. Kine Kfa, his boya lacho, that one with the Seichel HaYosher should understand this. Shafilu achalokim sheinem makim zeze pomim, not in general, but if the Gilui Lachachle Mesera, yu mitzvah achas. Kishie ho inyan echod. Basically, what the Chachmei HaMeseled have told us, that tzitz is an inyan echod. And what does that mean? It explains to us. Ki akavono, or kapo translated as matolo, but the kavono, the matolo of tzitzis, or the purpose, but tzitzis, l'man tizgu. In pain kolau, hadovo hamachayiv pali benetra zamevi lizikolon, na klau, klau hadovo, anything, in pain klau hadovo, anything which brings to this zechira is part of the mitzvah, the same inyan in inyan yateira. It's very important, okay? So I'm not sure if he does this independently, because you look at the pasuk, v'hoyah lechem letzitzis, v'le'isem oisrei, v'schartem es kol mitzvah z'ashem, v'asisem oisrei lo z'sugul l'man tizkul. But you notice over here, and this is very important, it's very clear that this tachlis, what you're going to call this matara, it's not a tzivui. How do I know? Because it's a mantisku. Okay. You see, if he quoted before that the boy lechem lis moisa is chaltem, he could have said it's a tzivui. But here there's no tzivui. It's just telling you what the matara of the mitzvah is. See, here's an amazing thing, that the matara makes it into one mitzvah, okay, even though the halakim are not makiv zuzo. And it's very different, and this is the mocha makeshi, because you have said that the reason why it's all one matoi and everything included on it, because you don't do anything awesome umal or sakum until you do everything. And here it's not true. Okay. Now, just before we get started, you know, probably, I don't know if we're going to finish it this week. We'll probably spill a little bit next week to finish the shemesh. The question is, is there anything here, before we get started, before we tackle and try to understand this, is there anything in here for us to take away besides minyan mitzvahs? Do we know something in the halachic arena about tzitzis because of this fact? Okay? So I maintain, if this is only nogel in minyan mitzvahs, the place that it should be quoted is only in Minyan HaMitzvahs. There's no place for the submission to Taylor. He also quotes in Pirush Mishnayos. So what does he want? What's the purpose? Mishnah Taylor, you see, the purpose of Sefer HaMitzvahs is to set up the Minyan, which the Mishnah Taylor is based on. Mishnah Taylor, the Ram's not interested in the Minyan. The Ram is interested in telling you the Torah and the mitzvah, that all the dinim of each one of the Tayag mitzvahs, it uses the minyan as the modus operandi, the way to organize Mishnah Torah. But he's not interested in minyan mitzvahs in Mishnah Torah. That's not the issue. So why would he quote this drasha in Hilchos Tzitzis? This is before we try to analyze it, you understand. So, listen to the Lashon. Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Afapi. And like an apology. Afapi Shein Echod Mehen Ma'akev Es Chaveroi Enon Shtei Mitzvahs Ela Mitzvah Achas Omu Chachom Rishonim V'hoyu lachem letzitzis melamed sheshneim mitzvah achas. Okay? Which is b'chlal very difficult, because basically the whole purpose of v'hoyu lachem letzitzis is not really a separate tzivui, But it's a limud, correct? We have to go back to Sherish Tess. We'll have to see later how the Moa Menachas, according to the Rambam, can quote Bo'ilu Lechem Letzitzis. And if you put on a beged without Dal Kanfes, you violate five mitzvahs asay. Five mitzvahs, he says five mitzvahs. Over, oival, a chomish mitzvahs, and one of them is Bo'ilu Lechem Letzitzis, which comes very odd. Okay? That's the moment of the Mem Dalet, he says. Kol Shein, Voi Lechem et Sittis, Ech, Echod, Vi Osim Lehem Sittis, Shein even Osim Lehem Sittis HaKonof, Shlishi, Voi Lechem et Sittis. Okay.
Mommy?
See here, let me explain to you over here. When he says if you look at the lotion here, make it easier for me to have the lotion inside. I just want to show you what he does here. So Yoram does an amazing thing, which we'll have to see to pick this up next week. This next part. What does he want here? The Rambam is machadish. I'm not sure if this is based on the Ramban in the end of Shevish Yudalit, where the Ramban says, "What's a kodesh baruch hu lahabis teiru mitzvahs liyisrael? What's lahabim lahabis yisrael lefit lehirba and teiru mitzvahs?" Okay. So the Ramban is, what's the difference between Bnei Yisrael and Ben Noach? There's a Rais, and according to my Rais, it's all one mitzvah. And by Yisrael, there's one other lav, another lav, another lav. She says that the nafkamina is that in these it's made different Yisrael. But if he only talks about Ascholos, but what about mitzvah saseh? It means if it's two separate mitzvah saseh, it's two separate kiyumim. If it's one asay, it's one kiyum. Okay? So, because tchelis and lovin is one mitzvah in many of our mitzvahs, even though tchelis is not makavis and lovin, and lovin is not makavis and tchelis, a person who has a talis of lovin by itself, of tchelis by itself, of love and tchelis together is only mekayim one mitzvah. And that's, even though l'chatchila, it was said in minyan ha-mitzvahs, it's enough to mean in kiyumi ha-mitzvahs. Because kiyumi ha-mitzvahs depend upon minyan ha-mitzvahs. Whether it's, that's the Ramban, or that's the Pshat, hirba lehem teiru mitzvahs, but since it's one mitzvah, it's one kiyum. However, you shouldn't make a mistake. You shouldn't make a mistake. It doesn't mean that a person who has lovin by itself or tchelis by itself has the same kiyum as lovin with tchelis. It's one kiyum a mitzvah, but the mitzvah has new dimensions. That kiyum has new dimensions, but it's not a different kiyum. It's a It's a mitzvah in the king of tzitzis. And that's why the Rav was able to say, he used to say over, not the way they say over Brisk, and Brisk they say up Chaim was Nizah for the Baal Amor, okay? Because Tchelis is Makiv, Tchelis Makiv Lov, okay? Demis is from Rav, the Rav is staying the name of his father, Amesha. There's no such thing, because the Sepik says, there's a chefs of sits of love without chelis, even if chelis makir is a love. That's what he used to say. Okay, say that. Whatever. So he used to say that the Chaim's hapod of not only sits in Mishtarab is not the Baal Mor, but the Ram in Hilchos Shabbos, the Eina Tzitzah Gemura Masui B'Shabbos. Okay? And Rav Chaim interprets it's like Gemara is Tchilas with love. Even though it's one kiyum, but it's not Tzitzah Gemara. It ain't a Tzitzah Gemara Masim B'Shabbos. So it's a very interesting thing that the Ram over here is telling you, Lushtikol Teva, that you measure kiyum and mitzvahs, okay, with minyan mitzvahs. And the amazing thing, which is part of what I'm going to talk about next week, and what the Nikud is, and what the Kleshi is, we'll talk about it in the Rivach, but the amazing problem is that on one hand, it's one Kiyuma Mitzvah, but the Gemara can say Menachos, that if you wear a beged without tzitzis, you violate five. And how does that work? What does that mean? So Mr. Shem will pick that up next week. Okay, that's all.